Weiter.
Nee.
Darf ihr dalet, aber alle de Mishnah be shamay im tavlin in de doichen de modder shleits. Okay, this the sugya. We shall live in here.
The doichen means diced.
Yes, to crush, to crush. Tavlin spices can be crushed. Rabbi shall live in here. So make sure he's there.
If we crush by a wooden mortar.
Good. Right. A modder is a mortar shleits of wood. What's the shaila? What's the shaila? Rashi.
Now, hold on a second. We're talking about yamtiv shteitzer.
Yes, yamtiv. Now there are two parts. There are two parts to the crushing. There is like the
mortar,
like the baseball bat, the baseball bat, and then there's the receptacle.
Correct.
So when it says b'modoch, the Rashi says b'modoch u'buchna. Buchna means this is the baseball bat. This is the stick. You ever watch the Flintstones? This is the stick.
Mm-hmm.
This is the stick that you use that you hold in your hand and you toss it. Mamash, you're doing it with your dime. So Beshamai says the tavlin spices ni doichin can be crushed. Bimodoich,
the Ainzorch Shini Rashi.
Shall eight. Rashi, who buchna, shemakin boy kedarko, the Ainzorch Shini. Aval bimelach, bimokim shiesh melach gasa. The pach shall cheres, you doichin.
What's that? The melach salt.
Toss this. The pach. Then you have to use a modach of cheres of pottery. Now that's shleike derech, because pottery breaks.
What's that? Melach, that's in a receptacle in a pot in a jug.
Let's say you have salt and you want to go crush. So you have
lumps of salt. Yeah.
Right. So you can't go put a lump of salt in the soup. You have to go and break it up. You have to crush
it.
So when you crush salt, you're not allowed to go use a regular buchna shel eitz.
Right.
You have to use a special
shinui. Bapach, a melach bapach.
In a container, receptacle.
One second.
The melach salt. But look at the second on Rashi. The salt. The mokum sheish melach in the place where you have melach gasa. Clumps of salt. Clumps of salt. Right. The pach shel cheres in a container of. You have to put in a melach gasa. The pach shel cheres. Then yadichenu nachmo. Aval b'melach b'mokim sheyesh melach gasa.
Interesting. Period. In the Mishnah, there's no word of aval.
No. So Rashi is coming to explain the chiddush of the Mishnah.
I see.
And therefore you have large clumps of salt. So it says over here in Rashi, b'pach shel cheres yiduchenu, in a container of pottery.
V'loy
b'meducha, not in a meducha. Meducha is a receptacle. A meducha is like, I think it's stone. It's a receptacle.
Usually, you mean when you crush, you do it in a regular,
right? A regular stone,
special designated,
a stone receptacle, and you take a bat of wood, like a baseball bat, basically, it's wood, and you break it and you crush it.
Who says from stone? Usually, because stone is very hard.
It's not
going
to break. It's not going to crack. Right? It's not going to crack. So you have
cheres could crack.
Cheres could crack. So therefore, when you're going to go crush salt.
So why is salt different?
Because I don't know. We'll have to see the Mishnah. Okay. So Nachmol, now we know the Mishnah. Okay. Gemara
says this.
Well, the Gemara. Wait. I'm sorry. Let's go back. Fine. Well, let's go back to the Mishnah. Beishamai says talon spice nidoichin can be crushed. B'madoch shel eitz. That's kederech. V'amelach salt. Okay, and you know why we're learning this over here on Erev Yom Kippur because the Haftorah, Rabbi Shalim, you there? The Haftorah on the this is why we're learning on Yom Kippur is the Yoina, and it says the Vayiru Hamalochim.
Now there it means a sailor.
A sailor. Why is it called the same word? The same letters.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a sailor they take their oars. And they row.
The oars,
and they row. And when they row,
like, you mean those things like on a boat?
Right. That's why they call malachim. Because it's like
back then they used to have that. They didn't have
sails. Both. They're different. They did both. They have the sails, but they
so
also.
So
the
ships used to do that. That's how they maneuver. Before some motor.
I don't know the details, but when you go and you oar, you take a thing and you go and you. It looks like you're stirring a pot with salt. You
that's the
salt.
Reason why they're called malachim.
I think one of them showed him there on the page on the Imkeres Kedos. You look it up, but it says Vayiru Hamalachim. Why they are?
I was
they
wondering why they call
the
malachim.
They're called sailors, right? The malachim are sailors. Yeah. Why?
No, Popeye the sailor man. There are multiple captains.
Right, there are different parts.
Yeah.
The people in charge of the sails. People in charge of the oars.
He doesn't say sail. He says like a captain, right, but different captains.
Right. There's the Rav HaChavolim. The Rav HaChavolim. That's the one who does the sails. But then there are the Malachim. The Malachim is not the same as the Rav HaChavolim.
Right. Everybody has
the Rav HaChavolim moves the sails.
Right.
So there, it's over here. Look at the Melech, And this is a very important word in the Haftarah, Vayiru Hamalochim. They were afraid.
Right.
They were afraid.
They saw
that the storm, they're gonna die. They saw this, and so therefore that word is a very unusual word. The sailors are called Malochim, and it comes from the word melach, salt. Salt, because it looks like when you go and you're rowing the boat, it looks like you're mixing a pot with salt.
Since you mentioned that, Rav Shmidma spoke about, he says he's going to go into more in detail. He's talking about the sugya of Chalkesem L'Sleichel. What constitutes when are you over? When have you violated the Issa of Chalkesem L'Sleichel?
If you do kaparis.
The Mechaba says that.
The Ramah says the Minigaba right, said right, to right, do right. it.
Don't anyway, it's sometimes that we don't know the reason if it's like a. Anyway,
Mizbeach, one stone.
So what about clothing? So he's going to go into that about clothing.
Right button over the left button. Do you wish? How do you button?
No, that came much later. The Chassin, the right, the Remendum Rimanev. He started with the right to the left.
I would never do like a
so, guy. I want to bring out. I want to bring out a point. The Marik talks about this. The Marik says there's absolutely no iser to dress like a goy if that's the style. So he brings a rye. I think he brings a rye from Yaina.
Yeah.
If Yin would dress this different, we know one of the schosim.
They didn't know who he was. They didn't know. Who...
Exactly.
70 people.
Exactly. 70 how come people. They? If he was dressed like a Yid, how come they say, "Who are you? Which god are you?"
It's a Peltig Azach. There were 70 people there on the boat.
Brings his arrival.
It says the minister was 70.
I know.
Each one was different
that
nationality.
Yeah.
And he says, "Bishalom me." You know why this whole storm is because of me. It's a Musa Haskell. Why is there Corona in the Velt?
Everything
that happens in the Velt is because of us.
It's a Gemara.
The more you learn every word of the Gemara, the more you masak in the Velt.
But isn't it interesting, Raya? If he was supposed to dress like he did, how
could
they
could have tell?
Right.
Maybe they don't know. Maybe they didn't know what there were other nationalities. That maybe they didn't even know what he did.
That's true. But although we know that's one of the three schosim that they had, so there's something to it.
Obviously.
I just want to add, since we're on that topic, Reb Lipa Gawetz says something hafladik in the name of the Chiddush Arim. They spoke only Lashon HaKodesh. That's Pasha Pshat, right? He says no. They had their own dialect, just like Ladino.
Yiddish.
I don't know about Yiddish. They spoke the Egyptian, Judeo
Yiddish Egyptian, just
that's
like
what the Chiddush
Rebbe told me. The Rav told me that when it says in Rashi Las Beloshen Amzar, go take out an old French dictionary. You're not going to find these words.
Rav Lipa Gawetz said it doesn't mean that.
It means the language was French. And Klal Yisrael, they lived there for many years. They had their own dialect of French.
Right.
And you're not going to find this in the old French, because it's like with the same way Yiddish is to German.
Right.
The same way Yiddish is to German. Old French is to French. It was
so
the Yiddish
created their own dialect.
They lived in this country and they spoke German, and then they modified it.
By the way, it's been around for 1,000 years.
I tell you, that's the Yiddish and the French. Where does it hurt you? Avu tut es vei avu.
What does that mean?
I don't guess.
Explain it to
him.
Avu tut es vei avu. Where does it hurt you?
Where does it hurt you? All over it hurts me.
You don't understand Yiddish.
No, I don't understand.
Sorry.
Yiddish.
No, but I understand Yiddish. I still don't have what's the joke. The punchline.
Vu means you in French.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hold the mic to your mouth. We already solved this problem.
So the Chiddush Rebbe said they created their own Jewish
dialect
in Egyptian.
In Egyptian.
Is that Moedic?
Yeah. Because that's what the Yiddish is. Yiddish is a German dialect.
And I spoke to a professor. It's about 1,000 years old. It's been
German. German.
No, Yiddish.
Yiddish, from the time of Germany.
Yiddish
has been a thousand years old.
Next.
How much more is it going to be?
In Germany, they didn't speak, in Germany, they didn't speak Yiddish.
Of course
in
not.
In Germany, they spoke German.
I once heard two people talking in German. I didn't understand a word. Here and there, but that's it. You know how they say an elevator? The lift. The lift.
What, the elevator? The lift?
Yeah.
It's a Yiddish word? German?
No, German word.
German
lift.
Word?
The
fine.
Lift.
All I know is we're mitten udrin the sugya and ayah unfang mitten udrin the sugya of beitza daf yidal davis mitten udrin.
In German, you count eins, zwei, drei, vier,
fünf.
But in German, you say eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf. Nicht fünf, fünf. You mach schon mal the German. Yeah. No. Sechs, acht, acht.
Now where are we up to?
We have the mission. Yudal Amaralef. The simon is Kiyod Al Kes Ka Mulchamalashem Amalek. Kiyod Al Kes. Yudal. How come I don't get a Gemara Chasim Toiva?
Nay.
Just joking. Weiter. Beisil the Melech bePachu the Eitz Apar. Now we go weiter. Therefore, Beishamayu says.
Then he adds another one. BeEitz Apar.
Tavlin Nidrechem veModos Shel Eitz. For the Melech bePach, a Melech is.
Everybody realizes that today's the Daf in Beya matches the date.
The date? What date?
Today's the 14th of September. It's the
this is the Mispadam. This is the Goyishas. This is the Goyishas. Who wants to care about the Goyim?
Doesn't happen very often.
The Goyim, they, look what they do to the world. Mach of the ganze
Welt. It's the easy way to remember what your daf is. You know today's September
14th.
Weiter. Woo! And the Shol Zevis is on a roll today. Weiter, v'hamelech v'pach. It's over the mission.
But v'hamelech
v'pach. When it comes to
what about be'etz haparo? What is this?
No, that's what it means. The pach means cheres. That's what Rashi told us.
Or be'etz haparo.
Or be'etz haparo. Rashi. Oh, Rashi says. Now notice, Rashi is a different girsa. It's a pelik because Rashi's girsa in the Mishnah. You don't normally have when Rashi should have a different girsa in the Mishnah. It's a big enough problem when you have a different girsa in the Gemara. But Rashi should have a different girsa in the Mishnah.
That one, there's no base.
The word oy. What is the word oy? V'amelach, v'amelach is v'pach uve'etz haparu, which means oy. V'etz haparu. Rashi
didn't
have haparu. Rashi spent an enormous amount of time on girsois. Rashi in Germany, in Mainz, is where they had all of the manuscripts. And Rashi spent an enormous amount of time on girsa.
I
probably heard
this
name from Schneerlein.
He lived in Germany, but then later he moved to France.
Rashi was raised, grew up in France.
Yeah.
He studied.
But he learned in Germany.
No, he studied everything in Germany.
Really?
Rashi was born and was raised in France. He then went when he became mature. He went to learn in Germany in the German yeshivas for many, many years.
Really?
And then he went back to France and made his own yeshiva in France.
He had his own yeshiva.
He made his own yeshiva right after he finished yeshiva, after he finished learning.
And he had a lot of Tamida.
It seems so. They know where the yeshiva. They have exactly where he is. The Rashi shul where he sat.
So he studied a lot of manuscripts. It was
In Germany was where they had all of the manuscripts. They had libraries of all the manuscripts.
Interesting.
And Rashi spent an enormous amount of time. You think Rashi all day was hurrying on the Pshat and the Gemara? No, a lot of Rashi's time he spent was being Mavara, the real Girsa.
That's the one I'm talking about.
All his Talmidim learned.
Something like that. I'm not
all
a historian. Yeah.
All his Talmidim learned Chumash with Rashi.
All of his Talmidim learned Chumash with Rashi. Rashi or the Kuntresim.
That's right.
Rashi gave out.
Rashi the person.
Rashi you revised it three times.
There's a merge. Rashi the person.
They learned Chumash with Rashi. Learned Gemara with Rashi. They learned everything with Rashi. He was the Rabbi Shashiva.
Rashi? Rashi wrote the Rashi. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. But even back then, they were learning his commentary. It's the commentary. There's no other commentary.
No, Chumash with Rashi. Rashi the person.
What about Rashi the person?
Who was the first person to learn Chumash with Rashi?
Who wrote the Rashi?
Rashi's father.
Rabbeinu Shlomo Yitzchaki?
No, you don't get it. Okay,
I really don't.
Obviously, in the learning, you
know. Rashi would give out on each parish like they put the
he learned with his son.
Rashi had no sons. He had three. He had only daughters.
Daughters.
He had three daughters.
Rashi's father. Learned Rashi with his son Rashi.
The joke. Oh, Rashi! Rashi learned with his father. Rashi
so
learned with his
father.
So who
was the first person to learn Chumash with Rashi? His father.
Oh,
I got it.
Now you're getting it. Now
we're Hungarian. We happen only later. There's a delay.
Listen, there are three types of people.
Thank you, Rabbi Lehman.
There are three types of people: those who know how to count and those who don't.
So they say
those
the
who get
Hungarians,
jokes
so.
And those who don't get jokes.
Weiter.
Okay, next.
All I know is that Rashi, he's to give out the paper, like they put out over here on the table over here, like on the parasha sheets. He was the first parasha sheet person. He put out his parasha, he put it on the table, and he would hide in the shul to see how people reacted, how they reacted to his parasha. So once he was starving, he was so hungry, nothing more to eat, and a guy walks into the shul, picks up his kuntres on the parasha's paper, and he reads what Rashi wrote on the parasha, and the guy says, I don't understand this. What does Rashi want here? And Rashi is sitting there in the back in disguise, and the Kohen says, Rashi wants a hot bowl of soup.
You read this somewhere?
They have the biography of Rashi.
Poverty? He lived in poverty?
No, he went into Golos.
Oh, that's right. He went to Golos.
Vaita, Beishamayoimrim. It's the
so
great.
So you mean to bring
Rashi's gear is oy be'etz parur. Kaf gedoyla. This Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes in the Kodesh HaKodashim with the kaf, the kaf and the machte. So many Ramazim to Yom Kippurim. Kaf gedoyla. Shekoyim they called. This is an old French word. The Melech boy, the Melech. Why? Because Melech sold me to Shinui. You can't go do.
And the Gemara is going to farish. Why?
The Gemara farish. Gvalta. Vayit nefer Melech needs Shinui. Vayit in the Gemara.
No, but there's an extra.
We'll see. Vayit. Let's see. Melech about Eitz Apar or in Eitz Apar. What does it mean? Eitz. What is an Eitz Apar? What is that thing called? An Eitz, a piece of wood that is Parur. What is the translation of the word Eitz Apar? The Shlomo Ben Yehuda can tell us the translation of this word of Eitz Apar.
And this stuff goes on the Melech.
The eighth kaf, eighth gedoyla, shema arvin
bo'es. A wooden mixing spoon.
A mixing spoon. The word par means to mix.
A wooden spoon.
A large mixing. The one with the precise translation of the word parur. Shlomi said it means to mix.
And how are you gonna get rid of the lumps?
Ois test.
By mixing it?
V'day b'shinu yechem mechem b'pach abeitzki. It means a mixing spoon. Fine. Vital. Let's see. We'll see the Gemara.
Okay, next.
Ubeis Hillel disagrees. He says, Tavlin nidoichem kedarkon b'melo shel eshel even. He says you can do it the regular way. That no one agrees. No one disagrees with that.
Uvamelch b'maduch shel eitz. No, he said for meitz.
So Yitaka said, I didn't notice that. Now, but Raj said there's no shinui. Rashi says that he has maduch hu b'buchne shemakin by kedarko ve'ein tzarech shinui. Oh, but over here you're saying there's a shinui. Look at Ois Alf.
What did you say? What?
We have a problem over here. At the end of the mission, it says Beis Hillel says tavlin nidochem b'kedarkin b'maduch shel even. That means that the maduch, which means the bowl is stone. Yeah. We learned in the beginning of the mission, according to Beis Shammai, there also was a shinui.
The
maduch is made from wood. And Rashi says that's not called a shinui. But what do you mean? It is a shinui. So look at the ois. If you don't know if you have in your Gemara, you're looking at the ois in Rashi, ois Aleph on the Sermach Edom. Ela shinui zuta. There's another girsa. A lot of girsa changes over here. Go back to the Rashi.
Yeah.
You need a small shinui. According to Beis Shammai, the Ikar girsa over here in this incredible work, this manuscript.
But according to Beis Hillel, you don't need no shinui.
42 manuscripts went into this the ois v'chadur edition to be mavar what it says.
So Beis Shammai is more machmir than him.
He's more machmir, but he does require a small shinui. So Nachmol the Mishnah very quickly. Beis Shammai says tavlin spices nidoichin can be crushed b'maduch shel eitz. Eitz
is
not a shinui. Really, the best thing would be to use even. That's no shinui. You're not allowed to use
that's
a maduch.
That's the normal way. Way.
But you need a shinui. This shinui is called a shinui zutar. It's called a small shinui. V'hamelach, you need a groyser shinui.
Okay, what's the
grosser
shinui?
I mean a pach over eight the pach cheres. You're using cheres, not eight. Normally you would use stone. No, and a small shinui is wood. A grosser shinui.
And eight apara meaning
eight apara is a very unusual thing. Yeah, you don't even use the regular buchya. You don't go use the
use
regular.
A wooden
you have
spoon?
A wooden mixing spoon. You crush it with a wooden mixing spoon. That's not the normal way you crush salt. Ubeis Hillel says tavlin yidochem b'kedarkon b'madol shel even. So tavlin is mamashi, no limitation whatsoever. You can crush the spices with a modach of stone. That's 100% normal. V'amelach salt a zutar a shinui zutar a small shinui b'madol shel eitz. Good. Are we good with
why
this?
Why is that a shinui with the madol shel eitz?
Because a grosser shinui, because normally it's stone. The normal way to crush anything is with a stone maducha. That's the normal way to do
it. You
stone.
Mean a stone mortar?
Yes. No. A stone base. The bottom. The
and
bowl.
And here, when it says madol shel eitz, meaning a wooden
wood.
Base?
That's not the normal way you do it. You're right. That's not. That's a shinui zutar.
I got it.
Vayit in the middle of the kol yamei ben miyas melach boy shinui. Everyone agrees that salt. You need to do a shinui. You need to employ a change. The only question is the shinui a shinui zutar or is it a shinui a rabba?
Yeah.
A groyser shinui or a kleiner shinui.
Yeah.
Okay. So therefore, the kol yamei ben miyas melach boy shinui. My time was the reason number of who number of chista the vachloikis. Chadam one says kol hakaderus kulam tshuchas melach. Every pot in the vel requires salt. The eight kolak there is truchas tavlin, and not every pot, not every dish requires spices. The meila, therefore, something rash. Let's say rash defines. Called there's kol mina tavshel truchas melach. Live me esmo. Habiyad the boy lay lucha. So rash thinks that you're to blame. So murdik rash. Rash is coming to fataych to machutz because you should have known about this. Since you do know that tomorrow is going to be yomtiv, So you're lazy. Why did you not prepare the salt in advance? You're a poshea. you're a posheya, and therefore we're going to punish you, we're going to make you do it with a shinu. You should have done this in advance. You need salt. Now, tavlin, we're not going to punish you. Why are we not going to punish you for tavlin, spices? Because I didn't know, I had no idea that I'm going to need spices for my dish tomorrow. I thought I'm going to have tomorrow just regular chicken. I don't need to have any spices with my regular chicken. So therefore, oh, now all of a sudden it's Yom Tov, we need to go add some spice into the chicken, into this dish. I didn't know. Had I known, I would have prepared in advance. Mimeil, okay, it's not your fault. If it's not your fault, we're not gonna punish you. We're not gonna make it difficult. You can go and you can crush it in a normal way. But salt, you should have known yesterday that you're gonna need salt today. Everyone, every single dish today.
So that's sort of like a knas. That's what
correct.
You're doing,
correct. That's one of the reasons why today not everyone is so machmir to dip the bread in salt, because the bread anyway has salt. Everything today has sodium. Everything has salt.
That's because of its past kip. But there's a different reason why you dip it in salt.
Yeah. Kabbalah.
Kabbalah.
Right, but you don't need to be makbet today on that so much because the salt already there. Okay, Vayit and Gemara.
We say now.
Call like a day or is Kulim Shichas Melach
Ve'en
Kol Agdeh.
Call like
a day or is Kulim Shichas Melach Ve'en Kol Agdeh is Kulim Shichas Tavlin. There's a knas. Rashi learns in Murdik Abshad that it's a knas. The Chad Omar. If you wouldn't have this Rashi, you would stand on your head the whole day to try to figure out what you would say. All these very funny svaris to try to understand what the Gemara really means.
Chad Omar.
Rashi is the Messiah. He's telling you the Pshat. The Chad Omar says, Kolatan, all the spices, Mefigin Tamon, Melech Inu Figatan. It's a murder Gemara. Fresh meat. Fresh. If you go and you take spices and you crush it, that's why don't you see all these fancy restaurants? They go and they have the crush on the spot. If you go out, you buy a container, you buy on Amazon a container of spices, it's spoiled. The only way the spice preserves its potency is when you crush it on the spot. Therefore, you can't do it. It's efsher. There's nothing.
So when you say kol tam mafig and tamen,
it gets dull.
Oh, I see.
The flavor is dull.
But salt remains.
Salt remains fresh. That's one of the. That's why it's a bris melach. Bris melach never is mafig, it doesn't become dull. Klal Yisrael is compared to salt.
So you're telling me today processed spices in Abad, the longer, you mean it's not shelf life, you mean it could...
Right, it's a very short shelf life, yeah.
Really?
Yes,
like spices... You mean like paprika or black pepper, that's what you mean?
Yeah, today we have very good...
Maybe preservatives, maybe they put in...
That's poison, but preservatives, any preservatives...
You don't think they put in preservatives
like
in spices?
Entenmann's, Teledoro's,
no, I'm serious.
Poison.
But vegan Taman, today's spices, could it go back and become dull?
Yeah, certainly. Today, you'll tell you that maybe because we have these very good containers today. These containers which are sealed, vacuum sealed.
Once it's open,
it's over. It's finished. If you ever see like these chefs in these images, they show how they go and they put this, they have these devices and they make the spices on the spot.
Okay.
So therefore, that's the more you say. This all comes from Gemara.
What's the reason why? Because it's mafiga and tamim.
So therefore, that's why we let you do whatever you need to do on Yom, because it's efsher b'ginacher. The Torah is matur oichel nefesh. Included in oichel nefesh is anything.
So according
to
the first reason is because you should have done.
You should have been, yes, it's a kanas.
The second reason
is because it's not fresh. It's not because of a kanas.
And because it's not fresh.
And because it's not fresh, that's why you're permitted to do it on Yom Tov itself.
Ah, it should be fresh. But salt, you should have done it.
Salt, it remains fresh. Salt is fresh
so
forever.
So the same reason. How is that?
Salt, you could do it before.
Right, because it doesn't go back.
No,
so what's,
the nafkin
but
lema,
is, lema, let, let's lema, say, let's say
you
knas.
Know this. No, not a kanas. But nafkin will be, let's I'll give you just a theoretical nafkin. Let's say you know good and well that tomorrow you're going to need spices. I'm going to need spices. I know the menu. I have a restaurant.
Still.
So therefore, if you look at the first interpretation, then you're going to be punished.
Oh.
Recall the second interpretation, then you're not going to be punished.
But salt really doesn't make a difference.
Salt doesn't make it, because the salt, you can do it before Yom Tov.
Only gob of spices and the reasoning will be a difference.
The 8 o'clock this week, I'm telling
you. Let's say you're shafting a behemoth. You don't know what you're going to be shafting tomorrow.
So that's why you're allowed to. That's exactly why you're allowed to shecht. Why can't you shecht the behemoth today, the day before Yom Tov? It's not fresh.
But the salt you need on Yom Tov to kash the meat, and you didn't know Erev Yom Tov that you need the salt because you didn't know you're going to shecht this meat.
So you're saying now kashering the meat. You're saying a whole new thing there about kashering the meat. You know, you're getting me confused.
Is it like a sock in one?
So let's. You're talking about kashering. You're talking the salt over here is not for the kashering. The salt over here is for
maybe
flavoring.
Maybe it is.
So you should same thing. If you need salt, so you compare the salt before Yom Tov. The Zal Bazach. If you're gonna
I don't know what I'm gonna be shechting tomorrow.
Everything that you shech, you need salt. You need. I hear you saying. I hear you saying. I hear. Or you can say you can roast the meat.
In bechlau, kashering.
If you roast, you don't need any salt. It's li. Tzli does not need melach. Shulchan Aruch. You'll roast, so you don't have to go cook the meat.
That's right, because right.
Tzli does not require melicha.
Right.
That I understand.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. I don't know what you're saying. The more second answer is that salt is the more thing you say, salt does not lose its taste. Salt is preserved. When you grind up salt, it's dissolved.
Not mafik timer.
And that's why that's part of the drush of that bris melach. A bris klal yisrael is, we say to the kohanim, Hashem made with the kohanim a bris melach. Why do we call it a bris melach? Hashem's love for them never dulls. There's no dulling of the ahava.
We didn't say that. Lashem bris melach.
The pasuk. It's a pasuk somewhere.
The kohanim?
Yes. No doubt about it. Bris melach. We'll find it later. Bris melach. Hashem made it.
Bris melach. I know, but not
a bris melach with the kohanim. And also, I'll call korbanu chatakim melach. It's another issue. By the call at Havlin, in a figure time. Now, my be nayu, what's nafkamina? So I told you this nafkamina. Igamanayu diyada, my kidera boil of shule. Okay, the Gemara is nafkamina. Let's say I know exactly what the menu is. I have a hotel.
Yeah.
Hotel Eshel. And we know exactly what we're going to be serving tomorrow.
Yeah, mom.
And the mail, if I know that on the menu tomorrow there's going to be a dish that requires Tavlin, so according to the first opinion, if you should have done it. You should have done it before Yom Tov.
So it should also be Asar.
That's right. But according to the second opinion, no, it's Mutal Lechatzila because it's not going to be preserved.
So again, even Ayod Yada.
Even Ayod Yada, you know, Maikadir Boil of Shulay, now you are bimoyim.
What's the lashon Maikadir Boil of Shulay?
You know, Maikadir Boil of Shulay. You know what dish you're planning to serve tomorrow.
Oh, it's the cook.
Inami bimoyrika. What does it mean, bimoyrika? Look at the Halakha Rashi. Rashi says, "Inami." Look at the Rashi. Go back one Rashi. The other Meyesmo, my Kedir Boilav Shulay Lishna Kama Boishim Lishna Bashul Lo Boish Lishishinoy. Inami Tavlin Shel Marika Ika Benayit Sheyesh Kedir Shemitablin Oisa Bikarcoin Saffron. You know what saffron is?
That's a spice.
It's a word in the art scroll. That's all I know about it. The ain't a mafik timer im noduch me boid yom. If you go and you crush me boid yom, vuhulo you have a yoda ma yevashel mocher lelishne basher boishin lelishne kam boloi boishinei.
What does Rashi say?
In other words, this is a type of spice that is not mafik timer. It's a certain.
We just said spices is mafik timer.
Oh, so it's an exception. Oh. That's the majority of spices. But there are select spices.
So Marika means Charkoim?
Yes, that's what it says. Charkoim.
Isn't Charkoim one of the 11 spices?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah,
could be.
One of the 11 incense.
Pizza Bagatarius, Ketzad. One of the 11 spices. Frankincense. As in Frankenstein. Pete Macadoris Ketsa.
No, Charkoin.
Did you remember Charkoin?
Mark
could see a shibal listener. Charkoin. Ooh, you see, this guy's a genius. How do you know everything?
I'm surprised you didn't remember.
The Charkoin. Ah, my head is all stuffed with Narishkeit. Charkoin.
You know there's such a minig where people they start counting
with their fingers because if chitz rachas we call someone.
But that's only a ramis.
But you say it so fast. How could people?
People, I've seen people.
I know because you're not letting miss one. Then there's a chiv misa. But you're saying charkoim. I remember from my olden days, a charkoim means saffron. What is
you
saffron?
You could get in the stores.
I have no idea what it is. Go into the store and ask them for saffron. All I know is I memorized this word. It is an art school word called saffron, and that's what charkoim is.
Next.
What it looks like. We have to ask the chef.
Next.
Right. Inam bimarika, it's called saffron.
So that's the difference.
So therefore, according to...
it has the same status.
Therefore, according to the first man, Yamar Yipata, because who would ever imagine? Who would ever imagine that tomorrow you would need spices? Because not every dish needs a spice. Right. So therefore, it's mutter to be kudarka. But according to the man, that it says it's because it's not going to be fresh. So karkoim is going to be fresh. If karkam is going to be fresh, then you're not going to go
do it. Has the same status as salt.
Gval. I don't know the will. Kol hani doichin. Kedarkon. He nayadin. Here the mishul is coming in chelik of the ganze mishnah. And nay unfang. All of things that are crushed, nidoich kedarkon, vafilu melach, even salt. Everything. You know, he disagrees. He's in chelik on mishnah.
Again, what does he say?
How could shul be chelik on tanoim?
Again, what does he say? Kol hani
doichin. You don't do any shinui whatsoever.
Oh, I see.
Even salt. Everyone agrees salt needs a shinui.
Why taka?
Kol hani doichin, vafilu melach. Afrekting mara Shmuel. Shmuel cannot be chaylik on the Tana, on the Mishnah. Oh, v'ha amar te melech boy shinui. Who do you remember ki hai Tana? Oh, there's a third Tana.
Oh, Shmuel is based on the Tana.
A third Tana. You see, there's not so many Mishnai in Gemaris and Shas. Maybe Rav Shlomo can tell us every single daf in Gan Shas where there are three-way machlekes tanoim.
Sure, that's we find real, that.
Okay, but not so often. Most of the time, yeah, is a two-way machlekes.
You know that, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi okay. Benuri,
so
Rabbi Shabbos.
So you have to go the entire Shas. You tell, put on a piece of paper every single daf. There are 2,711 daf, and you tell me every single daf where you find a three-way machlekes tanoim.
Yeah.
Tana. He's coming to be mazvin machlekes b'sham meisilo. Okay, we're going up into generations. You have to know the whole. It's very kedai if you to know. You learn a daf gemara to know the whole shalshalas ayichos of the Talmud Amoraim. It turns into a whole different geography.
Yeah, Ramei was the Talmud Reb Kiva.
Right, Ramei goes all the way back, and he's coming to be shamay and hillel.
You know who knows this?
They go further.
Yaakov Gelbart's
who?
Yaakov Gelbart's son, oldest son.
The one that does all the media stuff.
Yes, Kev, he
he's
knows
genius.
About. He knows about these.
He knows all these things.
Yeah.
You have in your mind all the whole shalshalas hayichos, and you know, and then and where the geography where they lived. It's a whole new world. The whole gemara becomes alive. You imagine the gemara leaps off the page. Okay. It's so kedai to know all this stuff.
Yeah.
It makes it so much flavor to the gemara. Welcome back to my base manager of Shlomo Rabinowitz.
Sukkahbuilders.com here.
Your sukkah builder did not come?
I'm a mayor.
My sukkah builders are in the middle. They just finished putting up my sukkah.
Mazel tov, you make a shachianu. It says when you make a sukkah, you're supposed to make a shachianu.
Okay, let's go, let's go.
See a sukkah, you have to make a bracha.
No such thing. You make a leishev a sukkah. Nee. But you make a shach, the Gemara says you make a shachianu.
I have to shave in the sukkah?
Vaita. You're not allowed to shave on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to shave. Don't lose your... All the things that are crushed in the belt. Yes! Even salt, you can do kedarkai.
What does that mean?
Period. Let's see the Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi explains over here. Lo nechlku elo ledoicha. Ledoicha bifnei atzma. Wait. I skipped a very important Rashi. Imorhem melach v'tavim ke'echad. Go back one. Go back to the Gemara. Go back to the Gemara one more time. Go back to Be'er Meir. Amar Meir.
Lo
nechlku be'shai meisil al ledoichin. Now ledoicha means you're mixing it together. In other words, you have in your hand together salt, a clump of salt that's gasa, and a clump of spices that's daka.
Yeah.
And I want to crush them together. Yeah. Together. A taruvis.
So therefore, what's the halacha?
Then everyone agrees that you can crush a kedarka in a regular, with no limitation whatsoever.
But separately, it's only separately.
I want to crush it separately.
What's the shot?
So look at what we'll see tomorrow. Rashi, imohem means melech v'talvim kiach in one shot. Rashi explains in one shot, it means to put it together. Lo nechlech v'beinu v'esham 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 v'esham. You and the salt is, that's what Rashi's words, the salt is together.
No shinny at all?
No shinny, as long as you're not crushing the salt by itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crushing the salt together. Achdus,
tzedemim. Machlekes is only...
Tzedemim, we're not mechai between a tzadik and
Rasha. You're crushing with Nei Atzma.
Anu ma'atidim le'espalele lo'avaryonim.
Nei.
Lo'y nechliku ela l'doicha b'fnei Atzma. When I want to crush, here's the machlekes. Here, Shebe Shammai, Oymi Melech Bepach. The Melech is done Bepach. The Melech has to be done in a Pach, which means Cheres.
Yeah.
Cheres is the Pach. Ha-Pach
and has to be crushed with a wooden spoon.
With a Eitz HaParu, or, remember Rashi told us the Vav is or Eitz HaParu. Now here, let's sleep.
One second. Melech Bepach in the receptacle.
That's
but how do you crush the salt?
You crush it with the buchya, the regular utensil.
Oh, as long as the buchya, receptacle is...
As long as the receptacle is cheres.
Or if it's a regular receptacle, but it has to be eis haparu. Uh-huh.
Correct.
The dafkul etzli.
Right. So here comes a new tonight.
Which we don't find in the Mishnah.
All of a sudden, the Gemara over here has introduced the Na'i Yisoy that we have not learned so far. provided that you're doing it litzli. The purpose is I'm going to put this spice upon a piece of meat that is going to be roasted.
You know why? Because that's not the derech to do that when you roast. Only when you cook.
Okay, let's see.
That's a shinoi.
Let's see the Rashi. The Rashi over here says, I lost the place of Kedarka, Kishar Tavlin. And normal, like other, like when you want to go do the, you want to do it, Kedarka, you want to go crush the salt alone, individually. Fine. Bepach of its part, al yidei shinui v'loi Kedarka, will it sli? Oh, so Rashi over here, if you're not for this Rashi, you would stay on here the whole day. When it says litzli, it doesn't literally mean litzli. It means a small amount of meat. I'm not preparing for a large family.
Really?
I'm
why
not
is it
preparing
called
for an army, for a yeshiva.
Why is it first to a roast?
Because that's the item of a mu'ad. Because I guess when people only want to eat a small amount of food, so that we have to go back into the times, ancient civilization, of how they lived. And when a person ate a small amount, you also understand fuel is a lot of money. Think about it. You know, today we're spoiled rotten. It was Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem. You go, you want to make food, so you care. You cook it, you roast it, you do a self-clean cycle, you do this, azoy, who cares? No, you get the bill. You get the bill in the mail for how much gas you use, right? In ancient times, if you want to go put up dinner, do you know how much wood you have to schlep to go cook a pot of food? To go make a cholent? You have to go out into the forest, chop down a tree, cut it up, schlep it like a slave from the forest all the way into your house. Put it aside, and it probably smells also, find a place to store it, and then go and light it up. You know how long it takes to light up fire, some piece of wood, twigs, like a whole fire, and then keep on putting in more wood, until the cholent is hot. It's an enormous tircha. You need an enormous amount of fuel to heat up a pot of water, cooking. Cooking needs enormous fuel. You have a pot. What is cooking? Cooking always is water. You have to boil water. How much wood do you need to consume in order to boil a pot of water? If I roast it, I need a fraction of the amount of wood to roast it.
Roast you just a few?
If I'm roasting, I go and I make a fire, I put a piece of wood, I make a fire, and I take the piece of meat and I hang it on top of the fire.
Oh, you don't need so much.
If I cook something, I have to first boil up water.
Right.
I have a big pot of water.
So that you need a lot of wood?
A lot of wood.
In terms of roasting?
Very small amount of
really?
Wood because I'm not cooking the water. I'm roasting the fire itself. So therefore, if I'm
you know you, it's very nice. You beautifully explained it.
If
Kutzli, you
it's a small
wood.
Amount.
Very,
so therefore,
like
when a person
like
is only
that.
Doing a small amount, I'm just a midnight snack. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm hungry. Come down.
You saw that
the
you said that's smart. That's
no,
what
I said
to say.
I saw this.
Very interesting.
You come down in the middle of the night, you come down in the middle of the night and you're hungry. You have those midnight snacks. You come out in the middle of the night, I want a steak now. Yeah. Shlomi does all the time. Come in the middle of the night, you take steak. I'm going to go out to the forest for a midnight snack and I want to eat a piece of meat. What? So you go, you take a piece of wood and you light it up and you hold a little piece on top of it and you roast it.
Yeah.
Good enough. You can satisfy your hunger. So when it says litzli, this is just a dogma
right.
of a davar
right.
mu'at.
Yeah,
a davar
exactly.
mu'at.
Exactly.
Avala, look there. Why not like this? Look at Rashi. We're a large amount. I'm having guests for the Yom Tov. I'm having 38 and a half people are coming over to eat for Yom Tov. Then you need to do a shinu. Let's see the Rashi.
Rashi
says the davar davar mu'at. I lost those.
That's it. Chodav and Salk Gavatlach is next.
The Pach Leitzlim Davar Muot. So when it's a Davar Muot, what are we saying over here? Then you need to do a Shinui. Then you don't need to do a Shinui. Let's go back to the Mar. Ella, they don't argue.
No, he says this Shinui would only help. For a davar muat,
small, but then b'pach,
but a big amount that wouldn't help.
Then what? Then b'shamayim malzim melech b'pach the eighth paru litzli.
Avoloy
likedera. So what do you mean loy likedera? It means you can't do it all together. Then you can't. It's mamish and gantz and oser. What does it mean when he says avoloy likedera? Or does it mean you don't need to do a shini altogether? Go both ways. So let's see what he says over litzli. But avoloy likedera.
No, l'chayr, even a small, even a shini wouldn't.
You now do period. If you're doing likudera, you're not allowed to grind up anything.
Large quantities.
I'm reading from the parish.
Only a small quantities. You're allowed to do this shit.
He has another nikud over here. He says it's the amount of salt. Ah, you see, I didn't explain it correctly.
No,
I didn't explain it correctly. It was dvam shamarti.
He's talking about the small amounts of salt.
Same biyadi. No, so say how much salt you need. When you roast, you only need a small amount of salt. So then we trust you, we let you go and you grind up the salt with the shinui, because you're only going to grind up a small amount, you're not going to remember. But if you're doing a cooking with this water,
you need a lot of salt.
Oh, a lot of salt.
Period, you can't do it.
Then we don't trust you, because once you're going to start grinding, and you're going to see that it's not going so easy, when you're doing with the shinui, you're going to say enough of the shinui, enough of the eitzah potter. I need to bring out the pestle, bring out the graces, the big guns, bring out the cannons, and let's grind, pulverize the salt until it's done. We don't trust you. A person is going to get tired. When you do something with the shinui, we only let you do something with the shinui when you're only doing it just a little bit, the mashu. But if you have to do an enormous amount of labor, you're going to get tired doing
with
the shinui.
Rashi's,
so the parish explains. That's the lumnus. So therefore, what's the bottom line? You're not allowed to grind the
anything. Also, it's a double moon. It's referring to the food, salt.
Because the mitzvah says that when you roast something, you only need to put on a small amount of salt. When you do a kedera, then you have to go heavy on sodium. I got to put a lot of salt. That's the mitzvah of cooking. You have to ask a chef. We have to bring in a real chef to explain to us the art, the culinary art of food, of how much salt and the way all these things works.
Next.
But I told you about the wood is also true. That is not mine. That's something about wood is also very true. So have a look at that. It says b'chol dover, period. Basil says there's no limitation. Basil says you do whatever you want. You're a free man. It's a free country. Do whatever you want. Fracting about what? B'chol dover sakadaitach? Basil mamash lets you do whatever you want. It can't be. Rashi. Rashi says,
what do you mean?
Ados. When it says, b'chol dover, I made him say, b'chol dover means you don't need a shinu, you can use anything that you want.
What does that mean?
You use a hammer. I'm going to go take a hammer. A clear
shinu. You want to say even the things that are muksi.
So the Gemara over here.
What does that have to do with what? Because
it's a base. The Gemara over here in the Havamina did not understand what it means over here. Look. The Shami over here says, we'll go back to the Gemara. So the Shami says, no, let's sleep, period. Look there. Ubeisil oibim bichol dover. Now, what's misleading the Gemara is the letter beis. Bichol dover. Bichol dover literally means that you can go and you can crush whatever the salt, bifnei atzmai, with anything that you want, even a kli shemalachta li iser.
Oh, I see.
A kli shemalachta li yisur, or with a kli shemalachta muksamach, maybe muksamach mas chasarn kis, or maybe muksamach mas gufoy, a stone. You go out into the street, a stone in the street is muksa machmas atzma. You're going to take that stone, gufoy, machmas gufoy, it's not even a kli. Frek the Gemara, what? Bechol dover sal gedaitach? How could that possibly be? It's muksa. Rashi. There's no Rashi on this. The Gemara says, no, there is a Torus Hadifus. That's not Bichol Dover, it's Lichol Dover.
Change
the base for a Lamed.
Lichol Dover, meaning?
Afil Likidera.
You want to, yeah, Rashi.
Even if you're going to, you know, you have to go use the regular utensils, things that are not Muksa, things that are Meyuchid for this. In other words, if you're allowed to do it on Yom Tif, that means that it's not Muksa. It's a Klish Shemalachta Leheter.
Afil Likidera.
And therefore, when it says, well, it's not a base, Bichol Dover, it's Lichol Dover. Even if you're preparing large quantities of food, you have 38 people and a half who are coming to eat for you on Yom Tov. You're allowed to go and grind it up, grind up the salt. Kedarkoi.
Karcha kedarkoi kamra.
Lecholda, let's see Rashi. Rashi was lecholda. V'al karcha kedarkoi.
Kedarkoi kamra.
Ka'amri, amri. How do you know that? Kechol derech shidus hashas. So say the Rashi was saying a very big yisod. First of all,
what's he saying?
He takes what Irie. So there are two, really, two machlokes over here. Because Beis Shammai says...
You
don't
want to finish the Rashi here?
Whenever there's a machlokes, what do they argue about? It's similar to what dumya, what they do not argue about. Whenever the Gemara says such a lashon, let's read further.
You can't
They're
do it
together.
They're
not arguing about tavlin and melach ke'echad that everyone agrees. No one disagrees about that. That if you're not grinding salt alone, if you're grinding salt together with spices,
everybody holds. Even
everyone agrees. Everyone agrees. Now here's the point. That's called loy nechlikul. This Rashi is very interesting. Rashi never heard such a Rashi before. There's something over here of loy nechlikul. What is the loy nechlikul? Define here in this daf gemara. Daf yudal and amid alf masech the beitza. What does it mean loy nechlikul? Loy nechlikul is in regard to together achdus. When there's achdus, then there's where is there achdus? When you're grinding together tavlin together with the salt. If you're grinding the tavlin,
everybody says
you're
loud.
Kedarkoi. Where do they argue? When you're grinding together, each one individually. Now, when Beis Hillel is going to say you can do whatever you want, so where they're going to argue is going to be Dumya, where they do not argue. And where they do not argue, it's Kedarkoi. So when Beis Hillel comes to disagree that you're allowed to, it's Kedarkoi. You understand the point?
Yeah.
So Ven Rashi, Al Ma Nechelku Loduch Kedarkoi. Al melach b'fnei atzma b'shamay or b'shamay b'pach b'shinoi v'oy machmir letzliyot v'loy l'kader.
Almost small amounts.
Two things. V'beisla oymim l'chol davar nidoyches kedarka. Everything is kedarka.
And what's the last few words? L'hitz l'farsh l'farsh.
You don't have to explain that it's kedarka. Beis Hillel does not need to explain that when you grind the salt for a large family, That it can be done kedarka, because we already made that point.
Uh-huh.
When we introduced the sugya with shaloi kedarka, when we introduced the sugya al ma shaloi nechliku, in that element it's kedarka. So it's not necessary for Beis Hillel to repeat that it's kedarka. Go back to the Gemara.
But what is Rashi trying to say in nechliku?
Because if you don't learn this Rashi, you can make a mistake to think that when Beis Hillel disagrees, the only point of disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, are you allowed to grind salt separately for a large amount of likadera?
Okay, that's not
but even Beis Hillel would admit that when you do grind the salt for a large amount, it has to be done shaloi kedarka.
Oh, I see.
So therefore, Rashi is coming to be masber that there's really a double machlekes.
I got it.
Number one, Beis Hillel allows
a
large amount.
You can do whatever you want.
And even kedarka. There are
you can do whatever utensil and large quantities.
Large quantities
and
kedarka.
Whatever
normal tool, yeah. Right. But you're not going to go use a hammer, though. That you can't do because...
I
don't know, maybe that you hold a muksa. They hold it as
that was the kasha.
You can't go use a stone because muksa machmas gufoy is muksa gansen. Al klisha malach liyasa, then maybe that's might be different. But
hold on a second, why not? Maybe according to Basilo, one second.
We don't need to get into that. Fine. There's a bach. The Heilige Bach. When the Bach died, the whole Gehenna.
You know, the Bach saw the manuscript. You know that. The Bach.
Yeah?
There's a difference between the Bach
and the Grah.
The Grah
figured it out on his own.
Right.
And the Bach is based on manuscripts.
That's what I heard.
When the Bach is Mata Chodosh. It's Mata Chodosh Begulin. When he died.
Rabbi Blumenkranz always brings it in his book.
When he died, there's a tradition is the whole Gehenna was let free. A person whom they let the whole Gehenna free.
But you know the Taz.
Who could be on the Bach.
Taz argues with them tooth and nail against that.
You know the Bach holds? It's very important to know this Bach. The Bach holds the halachal, psak halachal, that if a Balkriya makes a mistake, Shabbat is a Balkriya.
So does Nachrim.
And he makes a mistake in the Milis Mishane, the Perish Amilois, you don't go back.
Well, the number one,
the Bach holds that if you make a mistake or toast in Kriyas HaTorah and you say the wrong word,
if it changes the meaning,
you do not go back. We don't follow that. The Grah holds that you have to go back even if you make a mistake in the trap.
Yeah.
So you just told me a murder between the Bach and the Grah. The Bach made the chains in the Girsa based upon manuscripts. The Gruff figured it out mathematically what the correct Girsa is. There's another chiluk between the Bach and the Gruff.
You know this for a fact? Even the Trop also?
Yes, yes. The Gruff holds you have to go back even on a mistake in the Trop.
But it says the time of Minik.
What?
But it's not
we don't go like the Gruff. We held the Ramah. The Mechad, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah so says you only have to go back on a word that's Mishan in the Perish
HaMilas. You saw this?
Yes, I have a whole write-up on this. A whole write-up. Wow. All the sheets of Kriyas HaTorah, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah holds you only go back when you make a mistake that's Mishan in the Mishan of the Perish HaMilas. The Mechad, but if it's not Mishan, you don't go back. The Mechad says you do have to go back.
Right.
But the Mechad does not tell you what the Halach is if you make a mistake in the Tameh HaMikra. In the Trub, Shlomo Rabbeinu, who says about Kriya, he lanes all the time. He never ever makes a mistake. Not in the Perish HaMilos.
At the Yom Yisrael Avenue J?
J.
He used to lane when
J
your father
as
was,
in Jose.
Your father was the Rav, he used to lane?
Yeah, he's been laning for decades.
Yeah.
Vaita. Amalei Ravacha. Amalei Ravacha Bar Bardo. Now we go to the nice. So what does the Bach over here say? Is Alp in the Bach? What does the Bach over here say?
Where's the Bach?
Amale Rav Acha Nira Be'enai.
So what are you saying now?
The Bach.
But Aleph.
Aleph on the top. Amale Rav Acha.
I'm sorry.
Nira Be'enai.
That's what it means?
Yes, Nun Beis. Sephodim Achedim. Amale Rav Lirav Acha Bar Sinusugi. Amale Rav Lirav Acha Bar.
Oh, I got it.
So we have over here that Rav Acha Bar himself says, so thing over here, the other gears is Rav said. He had a conversation with Amale Rav. Let's do our gears for now. Amale Rav Acha Bar Lebrei to his son. Tidaychis Etzli. When you go and you crush, on Yom Tif, when you crush the tablet, Etzli Atzluye Viduch. Means at actually means
small
a small
portion.
Amount on the small amount viduch and grind. Rashi. Rashi.
What does
says,
he have to repeat again? Viduch.
Viduch. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. It's a good kasha. You always ask the good kashas.
Ki
deiches. Now also, what is he grinding? Are you grinding tavlin?
Oh,
so if not for Rashi, who would know? If not for Rashi, we would never know this. You see why you need a Rashi? Mamish, if not for Rashi, das balabais hepech midas
Torah.
Atzluy viduch Rashi, hita hamiducha al. Oh, so that's what he means viduch. He means he's telling us atzluy atzluy. So I made him say, I thought he means to roast. I made a mistake. That's a tohos, I said. It doesn't mean it means to tilt it on the side. At atzle, it's not tzluy. It's atzle.
Oh, atzle.
Tilt it.
To tilt it viduch.
Hita hamiducha al tzida. Tilt. The mortar on its side. Why a shinui?
How do you tilt and crush at the same time?
Normally, you have a kli, right? I have a cup.
Me.
And I go and I have my pestle.
Right.
And I zets.
Right.
No, you can't do that on Yom Tov. You have to take another hand.
Yeah.
And turn and tilt it on the side like this.
Or the keli.
The keli, the receptacle, like this.
I have to have one hand
that's going to be occupied. Oh, and now that's
it.
A shinui.
I got it.
You have to be careful not to hit yourself.
The Sava Kishmuel, he holds.
Right.
Shmuel.
So you have to tilt it at slay at slay viduch hita hamiduch al tzida. The Sava Kishmuel the Amar. Nidoiches kedarka b'maduch shel even mihu shinus he holds like Shmuel that when you do nidoiches kedarka b'maduch shel even. But here's the difference. I agree to Shmuel. Shmuel said Shmuel was mechadish that lindach l'chu b'sham esilel. Right, we had the whole sugya here. There's no it was Rav Meir, but Shmuel was the one who introduced this principle.
Yeah,
and he says that you can use a regular utensil. There's no limitation. You can use a regular utensil.
Yeah.
He learned to make silla. Shmuel's learning to make silla, a regular utensil, but he does make a difference. He demands a small shini, a shini zutrasa, umiu shini zutra boy lishnuye. Good, you got it.
Yeah.
So we learned before. Until now, we learned the story that according to the first man, the Amar Shmuel in Beis Hillel, you don't need to make any shinui whatsoever. You're a free bird. You don't need to make any shinui whatsoever. Lefishidas Beis Hillel. Along comes Shmuel says, I agree with him 95%. You're allowed to use the regular stone meducha and your regular pestle.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to go grind salt by itself, even for a large number of people. But you have to make a small shinui.
Mm-hmm.
What is the small shinui? To tilt it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a very small, fine point difference. So he says over here, ki doiches etzli, when you go, when ki doiches, kama, atzlei, atzlei v'doich. Rav Sheish, shama, shama kol buchna. Okay, new story. Anaya Maisa. Anaya Unfan.
Rav
Sheish, shama kol buchna. He was at home and it was Yom Tov and he heard someone making noise. Avsha Milsa. There was a commotion.
You know why? Because Rav Sheish is a saginar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's why his sense of hearing
and his senses are acute.
Hearing was
much stronger.
That's a mitzias. The mitzias that a person's koichas of his mind are now devoted to the other senses to compensate. Fascinating, fascinating what you said. You see, only because you come, all these chidushim come out. I never know.
It says Rabbi Yosef also was blind.
Rabbi Yosef was blind, right? Saginar. He says the avida yom tov la'banan.
You'll
tell me that in the Tzuv Yosef.
He says.
So Namish, unbelievable Gemara. That's why his sense of hearing was.
Duchas Shemalach, yeah. He heard called
Buchna. Omar, Hailav Migavei Dibei Soyehu. This is not taking place in my household. Because in my household, I would never ever allow someone to go grind with a regular meducha on Yom Tov. Rashi, Kol Buchna, Meducha Smelach Salt, Chayla Migavoy De Beis Ahava. This is not happening in my house. Okay, I know. Why Yodea Nish Ein Zebesar Beisit Shasarti Aleim Loduch Be Meducha Shel Evan Beloy Shinoi. It cannot be. Cannot be that this sound, which is a regular sound of a regular crushing of the spices, it cannot be happening in my home because I do not allow this in my home. Who says Vidilma Atzluy Atzlei? So this goes exactly to prove your point that he was blind. Maybe they did a shinui. It was stone, but they were the shinui. The Gemara says the Shami to have it solil kolei. You hear this?
What does that mean?
That it was clear, the sound was a clear sound. Oh. And the only way this
you
sound...
You can hear a difference.
You can hear a difference. If you do it on a tilt, you can hear a difference. And the fact that it was klung... All right. Gemar, chasima, toyer.
But then he says maybe it was tablet.
Eilanu shiur rak ha toyer hazois.
But what does the Gemara end? Maybe it was tablet.
I didn't see. I'm going
to... Okay.
And
Rav Sheish was able to... A stama mensch wouldn't be able to tell. You want to learn in Yom Kippur in the afternoon? Between the break, between Mincha and Nila? I'm talking about the Muslim and Nila.
Yeah. Yeah.